In 1971, Boedi began working on what would be his most expansive series, his mappas, or maps. This was the first.
In many ways, the embroidered maps for Boedi represent not only the highest form of beauty, but also the perfect work. For as he says, the artist himself did nothing, in the sense that the world is as it is, he didn't draw it, and the national flags are as they are, he didn't design them. What emerges from the work is the concept.
Boedi had his studio assistants trace the outlines of current world maps on canvas. Then the canvases were handed off to Afghani embroiderers.
One studio assistant estimated that over the course of Boedi's career, he employed probably as many as 1,000 Afghani women. If you see several of the mappas, you start to understand how they document and comment on the change of the world as it occurs, most noticeably in the continent of Africa, but also if you look in the country of Afghanistan, which after 1979, Boedi often leaves white as a sign of protest against the Soviet invasion. We're not only struck by the sheer exuberance of the colors of the various national flag designs, but also by the border that surrounds the map and that explains some information about the time and place and context under which the map was produced.
At the bottom of this map, towards the right edge, you can read the English text that says, "Made in Kabul, Afghanistan, one hotel."